It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Florida man accused of breaking into a woman's home and drinking vodka and frying chicken.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, news is brought to you by Bulldog Rooter and Les Schwab Tire. Kevin here. Rob Zachary's here. He's in first time back in a while. Misbehaving as always.
It's unreal, man.
Yeah.
He's super mature. He just tapped me on the arm like he needed something. Uh-huh. So I look over to him as I'm getting ready to do the news. I look over and he shows me a picture of a man in the newspaper. And I go, okay, it's just like a man's face.
Right.
And then he starts drawing all the stuff on the man's face. And then he hits me again like,
mustache.
Yeah, right.
Yes, Kevin, this is what our life is like with you most times.
Yeah.
What's it feel like to be on the other side?
That's a great question.
I mean, it in the mirror, Kev.
It's kind of frustrating but lovable. you just have to laugh at it.
Someone asked me this long time ago. They said, are you more tired after doing shows like with the Friday crew because you got to try to keep everybody in line? I said, no, one Rob's in. Mm. But it's a great tired.
Yeah.
It's a wonder. It's like, you know,
being with your kids.
Yeah, you had a great day at the park, and you're like, that was so fun. It's exhausted. The most fun I've ever had, but I can't wait to lay down.
You're exhausted. Let me just put a hose out. Get the sprinkler out.
Take care of that for a couple hours. Yeah.
Go right outside.
When did the Zacharys get a pool? I've kind of been waiting for this.
Rob Srock, I'm coming up to his house. That's who I rode my horse to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we say that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob has horses, and he rides them around his neighborhood on the streets.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's the weirdest. Rob Zachary is such an interesting human being. Let's talk about his vehicles. You're outside right now. You're Lincoln. Your old Lincoln.
College car.
And it's from what year?
97.
97.
It was my college car.
Yes, 97 Lincoln. He's got it all decked out. I don't know what the proper phrasing is, Rob. I'm not a hip young kid
dialed
anymore.
Dialed in.
That thing is, you redid it real nice.
He's got his big truck. You've got the big truck.
Correct.
And it's too big. It's like it takes up multiple lanes.
It's an F2.
250.
You got to get those trailers, man. Those trailers aren't light, man.
He's got it all dialed in.
It's not a dually, though, right? You just have the F250.
I had my 150, and I just was looking for just a beater.
Right.
Like just a stuff I could dump run truck.
Yeah.
And I saw a dually like 2003, and I was in love with it. Just in love.
Is your F-250 diesel?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah, black smoke.
Black smoke.
And your wife is driving what?
Your wife is driving
right now with three children?
Tahoe.
Okay, so the Tahoe. So these are
you setting me up to we're going to get robbed on the streets of
Wow. But then the thing I love is we've got all these and then horses. Okay, and what is Rob riding around? He's got these beautiful cars. He's just riding his horses around the neighborhood.
Walkers.
Like Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rob, when you ride your horse, do you get dressed up to ride?
I put jeans on.
Okay, you always ride with jeans.
Because you couldn't wear
those shorts that you're wearing
now.
Most of your leg is exposed, I've noticed.
Yes. Very
it
much
is.
So.
We get a lot of
very
upper
short
leg,
Very short shorts you have today. I can see all of your thigh.
Which I have not
seen before.
I got a little worried earlier we were going to get more than we bargained for.
They're very muscular.
Yes. Well,
thighs are fit.
Well, that's from horseback riding.
Yeah, I got to hold on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Use your legs, buddy.
Wait, does horseback riding make your legs stronger?
You want to go for a ride?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, we'll go up. You pick the day you're free, and we'll go up Mount Spokane.
I'm still waiting for my ride from Jackson Hole to Canada.
He won't be able to walk.
I talked to my wife about that.
Is she coming along?
Nope, that's my 40th. That's my 40th.
So we've got we've got 10 years to get ready for it. We've got 10 years to prep.
Yep.
So can you just do that? Like, you don't have to. You could ride. You just find a way to go.
Where?
From Jackson Hole.
No, there's a trail. I actually talked to a buddy, a friend of a friend. He walked from Mexico to the Canadian border.
He walked?
He walked. He walked. It took him
on purpose.
Three months. 3 months.
Well, that seems fast.
Just to walk along the coast?
Isn't that seem fast to go that far?
He said it takes about five. No, I can't remember. He went through California, all the way from California, like where San Diego, and then went all the way up Oregon, through Oregon, and then...
Man, write a book.
By
honestly.
Orville. I think Orville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got out up that way.
Because he has to have had a lot of cool/scary experiences. Oh,
he
right?
said it was one of the most eye-opening, like, adventures. And then he hitchhiked back to Seattle, got a flight back to where he lived.
Wow.
That's odd. So, but...
How is that odd? That's an amazing time.
It is, but in today's
do you not
seems a little
did you
less.
Just say, how is
that odd?
How is that odd? What, just because he didn't have a cell phone?
It's odd because you walked all the way from Mexico to Canada.
So
that's odd.
If your boy, if Q, you know, grows up and he's like, Dad, I'm 18, I want to walk the country.
Yeah. Go ahead,
okay,
bud.
Let's go. I mean, it just seems not that safe nowadays.
Yeah.
No, you know what? That they want you to feel like it's not that safe. That's
society. The
government. Oh, the man.
I forgot. Yeah. Move farther away, Rob. Get out in the middle of nowhere.
The man's not gonna hold me down.
But I'm telling you, it's not like it's not safe. We're just get more information about what.
Yeah.
But people were doing it, during the Depression, where people were jumping from train all the way to...
Sure, and they lived till they were, 32.
Yeah, that's true.
They lived a full life.
They did live a full life.
They did live a full life. It was a hard life, but it was a full life. I'm just saying, I watched this this weird video on... You have nothing but time on YouTube. So I watched Vice, and it was these two brothers or cousins, and they went... from coast to coast, east to west, without paying for any travel.
It's like they would just panhandle or ask for help.
Jump on the train.
Yeah.
They jumped the train, sat in the carts a couple times.
So they're lawbreakers, federal crime.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Would they pay for food?
they would pay for food, but they would not pay for actual travel.
Oh, wow.
The actual
wild.
It was awesome to watch. They hitchhiked.
So now, do you think that's odd, or is that
also? That was a little odd because because when I asked my buddy or my acquaintance, I guess I don't know him well enough to call him my buddy, when I asked him what was it like to hitchhike, and he goes, he goes, when you're driving and you see a hitchhiker, you're like, ooh.
Right.
Why are you? Right. Yeah. What's your situation? But when you're on the other side and you're just, hey, I just finished a walk from Mexico to Canada and I'm that guy and no one's picking me up, but I'm not a crazy person. You know, you look at people differently after that, right?
Is Rob easily going to be picked up hitchhiking or not easily picked up hitchhiking?
No, I'm not getting anywhere near a 7-foot-1 guy.
You're 7'1". You're an imposing physical specimen.
I would be skin and bones after
it
this.
You already are.
I would be skin and bones after this ride.
I'm waiting for the day Rob Sacre in his 7-foot-1 frame decides I'm done with the basketball body and just lets himself go a bit.
See,
because Rob's an intimidating force.
I do that every summer.
No, baloney. We've seen you every summer, and you're always the strongest guy that we know.
You gained 8 pounds.
You're just so.
Oh my gosh, I got so big.
You lost one of your
body in motion stays in motion.
Well, yours is in motion, friend.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I try.
Rob, you're so naturally gifted as well. Could you ever really, do you think you'd ever just get skin and bones? I don't think that's ever possible, right?
I think the lightest I got, maybe was it this last summer or it was 2 summers ago, I got to 255, and that was light for me.
That was 2 summers ago because we were talking about it when we went tubing. And you were like, oh, I feel like I can't even get this inner tube in the water. I'm so light. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
And you like to be what, like 265, 270?
No, I don't like to be anything. I just, whatever it comes, I don't really watch. I drink creamer, okay? I don't really watch what I eat.
Yeah, I drink creamer.
I mean, no, that's true. He drinks the cream. So he gets the thickest milk you can find.
Yeah.
Wait, and is that even milk at that point? You drink whole milk.
The coffee, you know, the stuff you pour, French vanilla stuff. That stuff is delicious.
You just drink it?
I'll go into the fridge late at night. I'll get
He's doing his sneaking. He's crouching down. Like, this is Rob, 7'1" sneaky guy.
I'll open the door. I'll be like, let me just pour a glass of milk, and then I'll pour a little bit of that stuff in
there. Put the creamer in the milk.
Yeah. Oh. Or I'll just chug it out of the jug. Chug it out of it. It's so sweet.
Okay. I was going to say, that's so sugary, though.
Oh, it's so sweet. Oh. Yeah, I can only do it like, I'm like, all right, I won't eat any cookies tonight.
What? That's discipline.
What great self-discipline.
Only drink the creamer without the cookies.
I won't eat the cookies tonight. I'll have some milk. Okay, let me just add a little bit of creamer.
That's great.
But you'll add creamer to milk?
Oh, just sweeten it up. Sweeten it up.
Like, I've never heard that, but you don't think that's
odd. The French vanilla one.
So wait, walking from Mexico to Canada, not odd. Pouring creamer in milk, not odd.
Oh, I don't have to worry what you guys think of me. That's not odd. Maybe it is odd. I don't care. I'm not too really worried about what you guys think. I enjoy it.
Is that
it's
a boy?
Enjoyable.
I've never tried it. I guess I shouldn't knock it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, it's not healthy. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're looking for a health tip there. I just want to know if it tastes good, because if I'm going to have a little cheat drink, it might be a good one to throw in the mix.
Mm.
Nice cheat to have something drink. New in the repertoire.
Cheat. Yeah.
Oh, no, my cheat drink, my mom got me this beer that I couldn't find for the longest time, and it is peanut butter tasting stout beer.
What?
Peanut butter, really?
Oh, oh. My mom got me this. She knew I liked this beer, but this beer, I could only find it in Redondo in California, and then she was able to find it in Idaho.
Oh,
yeah. Randomly, and it's a stout, dark beer, and it tastes like peanut butter, and it tastes like a Reese's Pieces.
Well, I'll tell you, we've got a lot.
That's
folks.
The greatest.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of breweries, really good ones in our area, Rob.
Yeah.
We will see if any of them can reach out and let us know that they make one or know where to get
peanut
one.
Peanut butter stout is just something.
Is it some weird off-brand, probably?
Yeah, it has a beaver on the...
Belching beaver?
Is that what it is?
Belching beaver.
Yes.
That's your stuff.
Here. I mean... Huh. He's not odd, though, Kevin.
No, he's not odd. We're the weird ones.
Is, right? We're the weird ones.
A belching beaver, yeah.
Oh, this is a great song.
Okay.
You're just...
Kane, my man Kane.
Yeah, it's your guy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We built this city. We built this city.
Kevin James.
We built this city on... Amazon.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, our friend Rob Sacre is in studio as we speak, and he's back, and welcome back, and thank you for being here, Rob. We appreciate you getting up.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys.
Oh, man, seriously. You're the one doing all the extra work here. This is what we do.
I just try to wake up.
And I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that is not supposed to be asked on the air, but that's what I do.
Wow.
Is this something, are we going to plan on seeing you quite a bit this summer, you think?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I'm just going to be in Spokane most of the summer.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what floats I'm going to do this summer with Slim Dog back there.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
excited.
Slim Dog Millionaire.
And coming up next segment, we're going to talk about what Rob told us earlier today, the trip he is planning, so that maybe he can get some advice from people who have made this kind of trip. We're going to get into that coming up next segment. Because
for sure, for sure.
Either the dumbest idea Rob's had
it's never going to be fantastic. It's not
idea.
A dumb idea.
Okay.
It's not a dumb idea.
We'll get into that. I mean, I'm excited. It's very Clark Griswold.
Okay.
Kevin is writing down notes to ask Rob about it.
There's something else I remembered I wanted to talk to Rob about, and I'm writing it down now.
So okay, cool.
We can chat about that.
I wrote something down for you.
Oh, what's that?
On your blackjack.
Oh, yeah. I should promote that tonight out at Northern Quest. I'm playing in the Celebrity Blackjack Tournament. The term celebrity is very, I mean.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of TV people. There's a lot of TV people there.
My question is, are you going to win?
Come on, baby.
That's the thing. If you would like to go, I should put the link on my.
Let's go, Rain Man.
Because yes, it's kind of right. cool for everybody listening. You can go and just vote for who you think is going to win. They list all the people
really?
That are playing. And let me see if I can find it here. They list all the people that are playing. You go and vote for who's going to win. And if that person wins, you then go into a drawing with all the other people who guessed that name for $500.
Oh,
How many decks?
Ooh. I don't know.
Ooh.
Rob, I'm terrible. I don't know blackjack very well. I love to gamble, but I don't play.
What's your game?
I like roulette a lot because I like the bad odds, and yes. I play slot machines a lot.
Slots are fun. Pennies are the best. I love pennies.
Yeah, especially if you spend, you know, 500 of them every time you spin. That's my game.
How many will it take? I'll bet them all.
I mean, listen to this list of people that I will be competing against.
Celebrity blackjack tonight.
Robin okay. Nance from KXOI TV.
Nice.
Crusher.
Brooke and Mark, they're the ones from the Northern Quest commercials.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw him walking around Kendall Yards the other day and got a little starstruck.
Yeah.
I sat by him last year and I was just like, I feel like you're the biggest celebrity here.
That's funny.
You're on all their commercials and you're hilarious. Mark Hanrahan from Creme TV.
Nice.
Listen to the applause.
I like I like Mark. Mark's good people.
You tell me that he's very handsome.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Just wait till you see him in person. He's also really, really nice.
I've never seen him in person.
He gets
last year they
I
had
heard.
That I believe it. That Jane McCarthy was there last year.
Jane McCarthy, yeah.
She's also stunning in person.
That's usually the way it works.
Mark Peterson will be there.
Everybody's better looking.
Tom Sherry, Stephanie Vigil.
Yes. Nice.
Mark Rippon.
Oh, Rip. The Rip.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Tell Rip I say hi.
Does Rip know you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does Rip know him? Well, that's offensive. Of course he knows Rob. Everybody
yeah.
knows Rob. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And my favorite, there's a wild card, one to be named celebrity.
Oh.
Really?
Is that you, Rob? You
see
sneaking
you
in? Yeah.
See you tonight, buddy.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm hitting on 16 every time, bud. Okay.
That's see. Last year I played and I was very reckless.
Hit on 16 every time.
Hit on 16, stay on 17, Rob. Don't risk it. Don't risk it.
Oh, I always get 15 though. Always, always at Quest. Always, 15s just get thrown.
There's never no fun for you. I shared it on the Kevin James page. If you want to go there, you can vote for who you think. And it doesn't have to be me. If you don't think I'm going to win, that's fine. I don't care.
Is it called the Kevin James page?
Yes, Kevin James. That's what I put it on.
So
it's like you didn't know what your page was.
Can I bet?
It's called the Kevin James page.
Put it on the Jay and Kevin Show page for Pete's sake.
Well, I didn't know how to do that right now while I'm talking. I can't focus and do two things.
Put it.
That's true.
I'm betting on you now.
Of course.
I'm going to put a bet.
We bet on our horse.
What are the odds?
I
voted for Dave from Dave Cannonball.
Well, you just lost.
You lost already mentally.
He won last year.
You lost mentally.
Ooh,
you
didn't Rob, even tell
get
him.
It. You didn't even get
Rob,
into the
tell
reverse
him.
Psychology.
No.
Oh, that's a cop out. Come
Rob,
on,
tell
bro.
Him.
Guys, I suck at blackjack. There's no chance I'm winning.
You hit every time.
Listen to Rob.
No, I'll tell you what I did.
And
I learned
down.
A lesson last
double
year.
Down.
I learned a lesson from watching him last year. I was at a table. There's two tables at play.
Yep.
And I was at a table that was being very conservative, and that is not my style.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be reckless.
Do you guys talk at
but
the
everybody,
table?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time last year.
What's the book say? What's the book say?
And the dealers are great. They help you out.
Is that a phrase? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't know blackjack very well, so I'm always like, oh, just tell me what to do. And they're pretty good at helping.
Yeah. The dealers are usually good.
But then, like, the betting part, I was being conservative because my table was conservative. Now, we get done, and I was – like one of the winners of my table, but I looked and I had like, you know, $8,000 and I was like, yes. Uh-huh. And I looked at the other table and they had like $35,000.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Because they worked as a team.
And they were just reckless. And I thought, then we went to the championship table. Then I tried to get reckless.
You know what it was?
And then I lost.
No, the person that was at the end, didn't hit on 15. And they let.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, man.
Left that card on the deck. Ruined it for everybody.
Yeah,
I hate that guy.
That one person. Yeah.
I wish we could send Kevin in with Rob on one side and Morrison on the other. Morrison who loves a little gambling. And Rob who's just loud. And we send you in with a couple coaches.
What kills me are, and it's not, I'm not saying it's Quest, but you'll have a great dealer and you're getting everything. I mean, you start winning, doubling, everything's going great. yeah, hit. Yeah, everything's, oh, 21, here's a tip for you. You know, everyone's having a good time. And then you get that, dealer's move.
Yep, tap on the shoulder. Yeah. Time to tap
this
out.
One rotate. Dealer does not smile. Doesn't like
that's the that's the casino MVP. That's the guy that is just there to do that. His job is to go
took
in.
Took the whole that and I'm just done. Sometimes I just get up and leave the table. I don't. If I lose two hands, I'm like I'm done.
Why don't you just move tables with the dealer over
I'm
the
looking,
other?
He's doing another game. I'm I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, that's it.
That is hilarious.
The person just what's the book say? Well. You did. All right. Well, thanks for being enthusiastic. How was your day? I know you're at work. I'm sorry you're at work. I apologize. But, you know, I'm trying to have fun here.
Trying to pay my rent here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to put food on the table.
I'm trying to buy another horse.
Yeah. Exactly. Yikes.
All right. Well, you got to talk to Rob coming up about this trip that he is making. And all that's going into it, so we can have maybe some helpers out there, some advice. Rob's going to need some advice.
And this is like a real trip, not a horseback, or I'm going to hitchhike from. Okay, so it's a family trip.
Okay.
Oh, that trip.
All right, advice on a family trip. All right, hang on.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, what if I do this? I start with a fox.
Kevin James.
Once a couple years go by and we've learned each other and I learn how to deal with a wild animal.
Right, yeah.
I'll move on
to the wolf.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thanks to R&R RV and Spokane River Forum for helping us out with the show today. Our friend Rob Zachary is in studio. Rob is back in the USA and glad to have you.
Me and Kev are watching YouTube clips.
What are you watching?
The OMAC suicide race.
Okay.
This all the stuff that Rob is going to go do this summer, and one of the things he says he's going to do is the OMAC Stampede. He wants to check it out. So we're watching the videos.
He says he's going to do that. He's going to do the Spokane County Fair. All the things that he hasn't been able to do, he's going to do them all this year.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
I am.
All right. So what's the? We need help with a trip, or what do we?
I wanted to throw this out there. Because Rob was telling us something earlier that he's going to do with his family. And I feel like the way he threw it out, he makes it seem a lot easier than it's going to be. Kevin, would you agree that
if you think you're going to stress yourself out. So just say, yeah, I'm doing it.
All right, so what are you planning on doing for this wedding?
So I have to go to a wedding in Louisiana. And I'm in the wedding.
Nice.
The attire, I told you the wedding attire, what I'm supposed to wear. Vest, white shirt. Some jeans and some boots.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah. What a great wedding.
Oh, good. It's a nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if and we this rode is... horses to the wedding.
Okay. So it's very country and it's in Louisiana.
Yes. Very much so.
So you're flying out with the family to Louisiana.
Yeah.
And there's going to the wedding.
There's our outfit.
Oh, it's a very nice outfit.
Yeah.
Wow, right? Stylish.
Are those ostrich boots?
Some kind. I don't know. He just sent me those boots. Like, hey, you need to wear some kind of color like that. So I'll wear them.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're flying out for the wedding then in...
I'm not flying.
What?
What?
We're driving.
To Louisiana.
Yeah.
With your three children.
The wife was like, why don't we rent an RV?
It was her idea?
What?
She brought that idea up.
Oh, my.
And I was like, I'm game. I'm so game.
So you're going to rent an RV and drive to Louisiana.
First of all, who's surprised? Raise a show of hands here in the studio. Who's surprised that idea didn't come from Rob, but instead came from his wife? I'm shocked.
Super surprised. It
looks like we're unanimous.
Actually, yeah.
So,
That's good because
you guys
if she
talk to my wife then.
No. The fact that she's brought it up, that's great.
That's better than it being your idea.
No. Yeah, no.
Because what is it, like 30 hours?
33 hours nonstop if you
okay,
can do
so,
it.
How many days are you going to try to take to get there?
So I'm trying to leave maybe if I leave, what?
Now? From here?
I'm trying to leave on the wedding's on the 27th. I'm trying to get there for the 18th. So I'll leave probably like the 15th.
So you're going to give yourself 3 days?
It's 3 days.
3 days.
10-hour days?
Yeah.
Okay. 10-hour days of drive.
10, 11
and
hour
not
days.
Bad in the motorhome because the kids can
right.
move around a little.
Now again,
or is that bad? No, you can get food. You can get stuff already in there, so you're not too worried about them moving and shaking and all that, and being restless sitting in the same spot. So that's that right there.
Yeah, the RV is a benefit for that. Room to move. Yeah, bathroom.
Driving doesn't bother me. You guys know that.
That's true.
Driving doesn't bother me.
Why rent one when you could buy one and own this dream forever?
Because I don't know if I want. See, first of all.
Own this dream
forever. My dad has the big one. My dad has
He does. So you've
bus.
Been around him. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my dad has the bus, and that's too big for me. Okay. But everyone says when you go with the C-Class RV, you always want the bigger one. But I don't feel like I would want that.
You don't think you'll want the Class A motorhome, big diesel pusher?
Yeah.
Black smoke.
Put some stacks on it. No.
And again, with three children under the age of eight, and you and your wife for 33 hours, one way.
That's nothing to me.
Okay.
You have to come back, though.
Yeah. We got to drive back, of course.
That's kind of the trip. I always feel like that, right, Jay? You've done this. You've done the long trip to Minnesota. Not that long. But
no, the longest we've gone, I think, is 22 hours.
And you're for sure you want to kill yourselves, but that's when.
I mean, he discards that portion of it.
I mean, for sure.
Never
mind that. But this is what you guys see.
Oh, you are so dumb.
No, but at the same, at the same time, what I like to do is also try to. Before we even leave, I'll sleep through the day, the day before.
It's a grind. That's good.
And I'll leave. I'll pack those kids up at night.
This man's a genius.
And then I'll leave at like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. And then I'll drive through the night when the kids are asleep.
I call those free hours, Rob.
Yeah. Oh,
those are free hours. Oh. They don't even count as driving.
Oh, and I got a good 7 hours.
Yep.
And especially if it's an RV, they can stretch out and actually sleep.
Yeah.
So I got a good 7 hours where I can just get to where I need to go.
Yeah.
Honey wakes up, she can start driving if she wants to, or I can take a nap, park somewhere. We go to Little Bighorn. Nice.
Okay, well, you've got 2 days.
That's the only thing that I would say to you is I think I've done the motorhome thing, and I find it to be incredibly enjoyable. I really thought it was great, but it's only great if you're allowed to stop and take in the joys of the motorhome, being able to just. So I would just recommend maybe giving yourself a little more time.
One more day?
Well, no, maybe on the way back. I just have to be back for Hoop Fest.
I got you.
Okay, that's and the wedding's on the 18th?
The wedding's
so
on the
18th. So you have a full week.
Oh, you got time.
I got a full week, but still.
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
Right. I still have to be back for Hoop Fest.
Rob, it into a vacation.
People are lining up to talk to you about your drive across the country.
Because we drove back from Louisiana one time. We did that drive.
And
we
stopped. Many people in the family at that point?
There was four of us.
Okay.
The Komodo wasn't thought of at that time. And we stopped in Dallas. No, we stopped at Fort Worth.
Okay.
Fort Worth in that little like old town.
Oh yeah.
And we got in
the stockyards.
The stockyards in Fort Worth. And we stayed at where Bonnie and Clyde stayed.
Nice.
In their hotel.
Of course then, you did.
Yep, of course. Then we did the Denver. We stopped in Denver. We stopped in Oklahoma City. Saw the whole memorial there.
Yep.
And then we drove to Denver. And then that's when it got tiring.
So at some point, you're like, let's just get home.
Yeah.
What killed me was Kansas.
Well, because it's super exciting, though.
Eastern Colorado killed me. That's what I was like, all right, I need to get home. Because that drive, Kansas is miserable. Kansas is a horrible, just... horrible state.
Nothing to even stop.
350 miles of a pool tabletop. It's just flat and green, and you're just like,
man, that one and Eastern Denver or Eastern Colorado. That was rough.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Hey Sue, what's up?
I was first gonna say he needs to be sure he watches Vacation.
Yeah,
but I think that he has the correct mindset. I actually. want to go with his family. Do you need a nanny?
Oh, I probably would love a nanny. The wife and I would love a nanny. We could stop in those real nice cities for sure. But yeah, it's going to be a family trip. So I appreciate the offer.
So no nanny.
No, no nanny.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The flat states, they just shouldn't even be part of the United States.
Amen. They should just be territories.
They call them flyover states for a reason.
Man.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm worried about with Rob. I'm worried that at some point there's going to be like a video sent to us of the Komodo sitting on Rob's lap holding the steering wheel.
Driving.
Because they're bored on the flatlands.
Oh.
I'm telling you, have you ever driven through Kansas?
No, I have avoided Kansas. We've driven across the country, but I've not done Kansas.
Oh, you did the Dakotas, though, man. You're right there.
Yeah,
the Dakotas are woof.
Yeah.
Same, just colder.
Oh, man. Right? You're just looking. You're like, I swear I saw that 2 hours ago.
there's another oil well in a small town.
Man, we're still not, like, there yet?
It'll be the greatest trip you'll ever make, though.
Yeah,
I think it will be. You'll be having a lot of fun.
Oh, no, it's all about memories. Yeah. That's all it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the RV idea. I think that makes it a lot more fun for you.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, babe, we're taking the Tahoe. She's like, we're not taking my car. I was like, all right, well, we're taking the pickup? No, we can't fit it. All right, well, then what are we doing? Well, we're going to rent an RV. All right, cool. I'm down.
Wow.
I'm game.
That's awesome. Why not buy one when you can have that memory forever?
I want to see what it's like. Because it's like what they say about horses. Once you get it, you're fun for a little while.
Right, but you got to commit, right?
You got to commit and do a bunch of trips, man. Otherwise, you're just wasting, I want to see what it's all about.
Yeah,
first.
Test the waters.
Test the waters, and then if it's great, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting one of them tailgating at GU games.
Rob's going to have an RV and a minivan.
I'm just
going to
be sitting in the GU parking lot tailgating for in freezing cold weather. Just ready to go.
How happy would that make Coach View?
Have like a big zombie nation playing on the background.
Rob Sacre's parking lot parties.
Oh, man. Just barbecue. Bring my barbecue. Just sit out there. When does the game start? 6?
Hey, Fuey. Hey. You want some tips?
I just have this playing all day. I just bring my snow blower just around so I have my space.
You would be so popular.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it.